listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish closes out this week's teaching on the gift of interpretation of tongues by showing how to desire and activate this gift in your own life. We'll see how love is the foundation, faith is the key, and surrender is the posture that makes room for the Holy Spirit to use you. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Over these past 4 days, we have discovered what the interpretations of tongues is, why it matters for the church, how to guard its purity, how to recognize the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and how order and unity are essential to its operation. But now we come to the question that makes this personal. How do you desire and activate this gift in your own life? Paul gives us our starting point in our key verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. It says, "Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy." Before Paul talks about desire, he talks about love. That's intentional. Love is the foundation for every gift of the Spirit, including interpretation. Because without love, the gifts can be misused to show off, to control, or to elevate oneself. But when love is our motive, the gifts become a channel for God's heart to reach His people. So the first step in activating this gift is to let the Holy Spirit fill you with God's love for the body of Christ. If you truly love the church, you will want her to hear God's voice clearly. You'll want to be a vessel that He can use to bring clarity when tongues are given. You won't be chasing the gift for your own glory. You'll be asking for it so others can be built up. The second step is prayer. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13, Paul says, "Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue is to pray that he may interpret." That means this is something you can and should ask God for. James chapter 4, verse 2 reminds us, "You do not have because you do not ask." If you want to be used in interpretation, ask the Holy Spirit to give you that gift. Ask Him to make you sensitive to His promptings. Ask Him to give you boldness and to speak when He gives you the meaning. But asking is just the beginning. You also need faith. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him." Faith means that you trust that if God gives you the interpretation, He will also give you the courage to deliver it. Faith means that you open your mouth even if you don't feel 100% certain in your mind, trusting that the Spirit will supply the words as you step out in faith. And along with faith comes surrender. One of the most important things to understand about spiritual gifts is that they operate through yielded vessels. The Holy Spirit will not force Himself upon you. You have to be willing to let Him lead. You have to be willing to set aside your own agenda, your fears, and your pride, and to simply say, "Lord, if you want to use me, I am available." Sometimes the activation of this gift will start in your private prayer life. When you pray in tongues, you can ask God to give you understanding of what you are praying. Now, this is not always the same as the public gift of interpretation, but it can help train your ear to recognize the Spirit's voice and the way that He imparts understanding. Then when you are in a gathering and the Spirit prompts you to interpret a public tongue, you'll be more familiar with how he speaks to you. And we see this principle in the life of Joseph in Genesis chapter 41. When Pharaoh had dreams that no one could interpret, Joseph said in verse 16, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer for his own good." Joseph knew the source of his ability. He didn't take credit. He simply made himself available for God to speak through him. And that's the posture that we need to carry. We don't own this gift, but we steward it. We also need to stay filled with the Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with different kinds of tongues, as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out." The gifts flow out of the overflow of the Spirit in your life. And if you're running on empty spiritually, it's much harder to discern His voice. But when you are full of His presence through prayer and time in the Word, you'll find it easier to recognize and respond to His leading. And let's not forget humility. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility, consider one another as more important than yourself." The gift of interpretation is not about making yourself the center of attention. It's about making God's message the center of attention. Sometimes the Spirit's interpretation will be short and simple. Sometimes it'll be longer and more detailed. The point is not to sound impressive, but to be faithful to the message. And as you begin to step out in this gift, remember the safeguards that we have talked about earlier this week. Always test the message against Scripture. Always be willing to submit it to leadership for confirmation. And always check the fruit. Does it glorify Jesus? Does it edify the body? Does it bring clarity, peace, and encouragement? If the answer is yes, you can be confident that you heard from the Spirit. Now, I know some of you might feel hesitant. You might be thinking, "What if I get it wrong?" But let me encourage you. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for obedience. And if your heart is pure, if your motive is love, and you are submitted to His Word and to His Spirit, He can guide you, even if you're still learning. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 say, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." So here's my challenge to you today. Begin to ask God daily to make you a vessel for interpretation. Pray for a heart that longs to build up the church. Stay in the Word so that you can test every message. Stay in prayer so that you can hear His voice clearly. And stay humble so that when He does use you, all the glory goes to Him. Because the gift of interpretation is not about spotlight. It's about service. It's about making God's voice clear so that His people can respond. And when tongues and interpretation flow together, the church is strengthened, encouraged, and equipped to move forward in the will of God. And that brings us to the close of week 32. We've seen that the interpretation of tongues is not some fringe gift for the select few. It is a biblical, Spirit-given operation that God wants to use to edify His church today. We've learned what it is, why it matters, how to guard it, how to recognize it, how to keep it in order, and how to activate it in our lives. And my prayer is that this week has stirred your hunger to see all the gifts of the Spirit active in the body, operating in love and in truth. Now, next week, we are going to start a brand new series diving into the fivefold ministry. We will be learning about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And I believe that it is going to challenge you and inspire you in fresh ways. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.